Now, many of you have driven past the Humboldt Bay Wildlife Refuge many times. It's right there off the 101. But there is so much to see. And joining me here in the studio right now, we have Denise Seeger. And there's, well, all kinds of things coming up really soon for folks to explore, right?
There are. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, Sunday, July 26th, we'd like to invite people to come out. We have a variety of opportunities to explore the habitats of Humboldt Bay, celebrating our 5th annual Grandparents and Grandkids Day. But it starts with the launch of a smartphone app.
Really?
That's free, and it's kind of like it's a game-based scavenger hunt. And, you know, you can download it when you get there, and you'll be the first ones to walk out on the trail with us and test it out.
Nice.
That's at 1 o'clock on that Sunday, the 26th. That kind of leads into a different way to experience the refuge, and that's through exploring what lives in a freshwater pond, especially frogs and bugs. And Ellen Belts is a local herpetologist, and she'll be out there on our Wild Wing deck to help people figure out what they're looking at. And then that event leads into a way to kind of express what you've learned. And all these things can be separate, too. We just want you to come out and explore the habitats. But that leads into the kickoff of a art journaling workshop, which will go from 4 to 7 p.m. And that's for kids 7 and up. And their parents, or their grandparents, or their friends that are 18 and older.
Great.
And that will be, you know, creating art journals and doing other art activities.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of folks are very familiar with the fact that the geese like to hang out there. And we've seen them during the migrations. There's just zillions of them flying around. And parking, if you will, at the wildlife refuge.
Well, being here in Ferndale, too, you know they like any grassy field.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they come here. Mm-hmm. They like our yummy, delicious grass. And we try to provide yummy, delicious, grassy habitat for them, along with other habitats for other wildlife.
Sure.
But, yeah, there's a big association with the refuge and the geese.
Fantastic. So this app that you're launching, I assume it's free.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not available yet, but it will be available for smartphones, and you can, you know, go to the Google Play or the App Store and download it. There's also, by the way, going to be one for Malell North, the Malell Dunes.
Really?
And these are, you know, they're game based, like I say, and you follow along the trail, following clues, and you're learning cool stuff, but it's presented in a fun, kind of quirky way.
So it's kind of an interactive guide thing there.
It is. We're trying to move into the technological world, you know.
That's
we realize
idea.
People aren't going to give up their devices,
but
we still want them to be connected to their Mother Earth.
Yeah, well, it's a way of, you know, using those devices to get connected to Mother Earth. So it's a great idea.
Yeah, and it was developed by these really cool guys, Evan and Sam, who live on the East Coast, and their business is Discover Nature Apps.
Nice.
You can check them out right now.
Well, fantastic.
At Discover Nature Apps.
So to get in on all this action happening on Sunday the 26th, what do people do?
They just need to show up.
That's not too hard.
And if you're not sure where we're talking about, it's the Hookton Road exit off Highway 101. And you can always call 733-5406 or visit our website, which is easier to just Google Humboldt Bay National Wildlife Refuge. And then me go on and explain this.
There you go. is there any charge to get in on this?
This is all free.
Wow.
All the materials for the art journaling and art activities are free. The app is free. You just have to get yourself there.
Fantastic.
Now, and have your own smartphone. We can't provide that.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. And so does all this begin at 1? I can see all these different events, you know, 1 at 3, 1 at 1, 1 at 4.
Yeah, and, you know, if you want to do the smartphone app, that's 1 to 3. The frog pond exploration starts at 3 and goes and kind of merges into the art journaling, which technically starts at 4, but there's going to be quite a bit overlap there where we're playing outside, exploring the habitats, and then we'll move in to the visitor center later in the evening. And there will be some snacks provided. We realize you might get hungry.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a wonderful thing to bring the kids to, and yes. Just a wonderful thing for anyone to go to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Come out to your refuge.
That's right. It is. It's one of these little treasures that's right here in our own backyard. And sometimes folks take it for granted when it's right in your own backyard, but people come from all over to see stuff like this. So take advantage of it. Sunday, the 26th, at the Humboldt Bay Wildlife Refuge. Denise, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks.